My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. All right. This article struck me with some interest. Epic Times article, Georgia mother of seven denied kidney transplant for refusing COVID-19 shot. A 41-year-old Georgia mother of seven young children has been rejected as a candidate for a kidney transplant by Emory Health, Inc., even though she's on dialysis and potentially facing death. The reason? The woman has already had COVID-19, refused to receive the COVID-19 vaccine on religious and medical grounds. The woman, who will be referred to as Jane Doe to protect her privacy, was referred to the Atlanta-based Emory by her nephrologist after suddenly developing end-stage kidney disease, according to Liberty Counsel, a national nonprofit legal organization that's assisting her. The seriousness of Doe's condition necessitates her undergoing dialysis three times per week to keep her alive. Following an evaluation by one of the transplant center's nurse practitioners, Doe was initially found to be an acceptable candidate for a new kidney, even though she reported she hadn't been vaccinated against COVID-19. Doe's hopes were soon dashed when, after another consultation with Emory staffers, a social worker informed her that she couldn't be added to the transplant program's active waiting list until she took the vaccine. Wow. We've covered so much here on the program about the vaccines, about the issues of the vaccines, the issues associated with the vaccines. I get emails regarding the vaccine and so on. Let's see here. Here's a few. Here's one. Dropping like flies. Where is that? There we go. Oh, that's funny. Okay, so air transit and former Air Canada pilot, age 48, from Montreal, died suddenly on May 3rd. Fifth recent pilot death. Story at Makis MD Substack. and sadly, pictures of the pilot himself, died suddenly. United Airlines and U.S. Air Force pilot Lieutenant Colonel Michael Ugit, 46, died unexpectedly at his home. Phil Thomas, graduate of Flight Training Pilot Academy in Cadiz, Spain, died suddenly. 39-year-old WestJet pilot Benjamin Paul Vidge died suddenly in Calgary. British Airways pilot died of a heart attack in a crew hotel in Cairo. So, I mean, over and over and over again, I'm just looking through the Substack that addresses this issue. Let me go back here. I'm trying to find the other guy that I get a whole bunch of these. Well, Dr. Peter McCullough, number of Paul Alexander is another one that puts out information about this stuff. Let me go over to Mr. McCullough's blog, Courageous Discourse. Analysis of outcomes in vaccinated and unvaccinated children, development delays, asthma, ear infections, gastrointestinal, mixed and initial and re-vaccination with Bacilla vaccine for COVID-19. What else do we have? Myocarditis not recovered in 80% at six months after vaccination. So every cardiology office in America should be recognizing COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis presenting in young persons. 90% are male with chest pain, effort intolerance, arrhythmias, and cardiac arrest after injection of mRNA vaccines. As I see these patients, the common question is, when is this over? While ECG and blood tests tend to normalize quickly, my concern is that ongoing inflammation is occurring due to continued production of Wuhan spike protein coded by the long-lasting Pfizer or Moderna mRNA vaccines. Excuse me. While blood tests can give inference of inflammation, cardiologists use cardiac magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, to visualize the inflammation, establish diagnosis, and craft a prognosis. We would hope young teenagers would resolve their MRI results and go on with life. A recent report to the contrary caught my attention. Varmada et al. Studied a clinical cohort consists of 23 patients hospitalized for vaccine-associated myocarditis or pericarditis. The cohort was predominantly male, 87%, with an average age of 16.9 plus or minus 2.2 years, ranging from 13 to 21. Patients had largely non-contributory past medical histories and were generally healthy before vaccination. Most patients had symptom onset 1 to 4 days from the second dose of the BNT162B2 mRNA vaccine. 6 patients either first experienced symptoms after a delay of 7 days after vaccination or were incidentally positive of SARS-CoV-2 by polymerase chain reaction, PCR testing, upon hospital admission. These 6 patients were thus excluded from further analysis, although they potentially reflect the breadth of clinical presentations of vaccine-associated myopericarditis. The remaining cohort of 17 patients showed no evidence of recent prior SARS-CoV-2 infection with antibodies to spike protein, but not to nucleopathies protein and negative, and it goes on with some more medical terminology. While the author clearly shows high levels of inflammatory markers, my attention was drawn to the follow-up MRI scans. As shown in the figures, only 20% had resolved their abnormalities at over 6 months. So that means that 80% of those individuals that suffered some kind of myocardial infraction, myocardial issue, myocarditis issue, and an irregularity in their heart MRI still had that heart MRI irregularity 6 months after the shot. So while the initial blood work, and this is what he's referencing, may have appeared to have normalized after spiking, the long-term impact of the vaccine on the mRNA and subsequently on the heart, creating the myocardial condition, existed in 80% of the subjects 6 months down the road. And these are, again, ages 13 to 21. So, I can't even imagine what we're talking about when we're talking about individuals of an older age. But certainly not good. And these pilot deaths that are being recorded now, the newest thing is that they're talking about going to one pilot in a plane instead of two, one pilot in the plane. So imagine now you're down to one guy flying, and they've mandated the majority of these pilots have all had these inoculations, these injections. And so this individual is sitting up in the cockpit and you're cruising along, and all of a sudden they're not. And there's only one guy up there. So how long before nobody knows, and what happens? Wow. All right, quick break. Several more stories for me to cover in the next few minutes. There's a Substack that highlights the bank records on Biden. If you missed that, David Shostakis talked about that last hour and about the lack of coverage about the press conference. We covered it here. We played the press conference, or we showed it live. And then Claire and I and Rick Manning, commentated about it. But we'll go into some of that and go through a little bit of that in this Substack. There's a deeper dive into the Durham report. And I just read something by an individual at the Epoch Times saying, I'm not going to bother to read this. That was their comment. Why I'm not going to read the Epoch Times, or why I'm not going to read the Durham report. And all because the New York Times dismissed it was the main reason. I wouldn't give that a whole lot of credence. I think there's a lot of information in there that people need to understand about what happened, and there's a way to look at it, as we discussed last hour, that I think is important for people to process. And so we'll hit on a little bit more of that coming up. All right, I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Folks, look, these are all issues that find their genesis in a godless people. They find their genesis in a people that have turned their back on God, turned their back on absolute truth, turned their back on biblical truth. And I'll be back with more coming up right after this.
So up next, we have Clean Slate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So, what if I do this? What if I pull this over and just share with you some of these stories that I am just really taken aback by? Okay, and we'll probably talk more about this with Rick coming up, I hope, in the next half hour. No remorse. Democrats stick to Trump-Russia collusion claims despite Durham report. Democrats aren't buying a years-long independent investigation's findings that the FBI lacked actual evidence to justify its probe. Democrats on Capitol Hill said Tuesday the report by John Durham is a huge nothing burger, flat out wrong. Remember what they did with the Mueller report. The Mueller report didn't conclude anything either, really. And yet they touted the Mueller report as bona fide reasons why Trump should be impeached. And so on and so on and so on. It's just exhausting. It's just exhausting, quite frankly. But, you know, liars don't know anything but to lie. On the Ukraine front, Putin's invincible missile proves anything but. I'll have to get with my friend Pastor Vitaly to get more updates from him on this, but apparently the missile defense program of Ukraine is holding ground against Russia. January 6th, pipe bombs at RNC-DNC were inoperable, says ex-agent who contradicts the FBI's official story. And they, you know, have this video and all this other nonsense that they did. But now a former FBI agent who worked on the case says the pipe bombs planted near the Republican National Committee and Democratic National Committee. Note that they were by the Republican National Committee as well. A day before January 6th riot were inoperable. You gotta wonder, you know, and I don't know if you saw this. I forget. I don't want to say the wrong name, but there's this National Patriot whatever group with masks. Did you guys see the videos of that nonsense? And they claim, oh, these are far right activists. I mean, the day after, or the day that Joe Biden makes his, we've got a domestic white supremacist terrorist problem, then we have the FBI marching around with masks on pretending to be those white supremacists. Well, at the same time, you have Black Americans, youth, that are on video actually targeting white America. But, yeah, we won't say anything about that. The Comer story I already covered. The black supremacist story in the Tulsa rally, that was just one of the pieces of evidence. That's about a year old, about 2 years old, actually. Wall Street Journal, Erdogan challenger headed to a runoff in the Turkey election, so that'll be an interesting thing to keep an eye on. In Texas, good news related to the passing of the bill to protect children. So we'll be keeping an eye on those bills that are passing through. Jeffrey Epstein's history as an FBI source. Did you catch this one? Technofog. Department of Justice gave Jeffrey Epstein a sweetheart deal. The deal was shocking in both its timing and scope. It was made before the FBI had interviewed all of his victims, before the FBI had seized his computers. If Epstein successfully fulfills all the terms and conditions of this agreement, the United States agrees that it will not institute any criminal charges. It implicated both the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Florida and Maine Justice Washington, D.C., which approved the plea deal. After a unique and disturbing deal was reached, questions began to surface regarding Epstein's relationship with the FBI and U.S. intelligence. They became more prominent the more we learned of Epstein's shady financial dealings and his relationship with powerful friends and associates, including President Bill Clinton, former Prime Minister of Israel Ehud Barak, former CIA Director William Burns, Bill Gates, and former Obama White House Counsel Catherine Ruemmler. Adding to the intrigue were the words of Alex Acosta. Acosta cut the non-prosecution deal with one of Epstein's attorneys because he had been told to back off. Epstein was above his pay grade. I was told Epstein belonged to intelligence and to leave it alone. And so there is a Federal Bureau of Investigation document of some sort here in this feed that goes over some of this, a little bit redacted, but there's evidence here that appears to support the fact that he was in fact a agent working on behalf of the federal government running his schemes. All right, let me get Rick Manning on. Let me take a break. I'll be back. There's a bunch of stories. Goodness gracious. There's so much stuff that is out there. And I guess let me go over this very quickly just to say, you know, we could easily get caught up in all of these stories, and then we would miss the most important story. and the most important story I'll talk about when I get back. All right. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You are listening to Chosen Generation Radio. And let's see if I can figure out how to, yep, there we go. Let's see. Hour one, comm three. Now, new comm two. See, why would this be all out of sorts again? Opening, comm one, hour one. Hour one, comm three. No. New audio, comm two, hour one, should go there. Comm one, hour three. Why is there an extra spot in here? Okay, so opening, one and one, two and one, one and three. Opening, one and one, two and one, one and three. Opening, one and one, two and one, one and three. That's where it came from. That is amazing to me that it gets bumped around. I don't know how that could happen. All right, here we go. Now we're taking the break.
So up next, we have Clan Slight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Well, folks, it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my good friend from the streets of D.C., but an undisclosed street location, because we got to be careful. We welcome Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, good to be on, and not so undisclosed. I'm in the Eastern Market area. Just can't get back to my car. So we are going to stand here with a slight breeze and whatever hair left I have left blowing around a little bit. But it'll be a good show.
There you go. I agree. Well, so let's kick things off. You were mentioning as we were, you know, coming into this, and something that David Justokas talked about last hour was the lack of coverage of the event that we covered last week here on the program, where you and I and Claire listened to Comer's, you know, presentation. Actually, we listened to Byron Donaldson's presentation and several others that you know presented the evidence, and then commentated on it, but that much of mainstream media, even right-leaning outlets, a lot of places are not giving it much airtime. It has been his analysis of it. What do you think?
No, I think that's exactly true. I'd say it's a confluence of events, though. You have, in terms of conservative media outlets, we have crisis at the border, which deserves a lot of attention. You know, the Comer story is an ongoing story, so you can catch up. A bunch of people flowing across the border is immediate. We have to deal with it. And, you know, our society is I want what's happening right now. I want what's happening tomorrow. I don't really care about what happened yesterday. And so it's kind of driven by that as well. But the truth is there's absolutely no excuse for the NBCs and ABCs, CBSs of the world, CNNs. CNN obviously, you know, had the Trump town hall and made the mistake of showing it. But you know, there's no excuse for them not covering that press conference, a press conference where convinced, you know, laid out evidence with receipts that our current president of the United States has been taking money from people around the world. And that is through his son. And, you know, and they somehow want to hide it. And that's, they're not doing their job. The good news, Greg, every time they don't do their job, fewer and fewer people believe them. Fewer and fewer people trust them. And ultimately, the control they have is over the ability to control what is news and what isn't news. And the truth is they've lost that ability to control it, to dictate that to more than half the American public. And as a result, the good news out of this is their total failure to do their job has now caused them to become irrelevant, more and more irrelevant. They're not irrelevant yet, but more and more irrelevant in driving public opinion in this world. And that's good news.
Well, to that end, on Technofog, they have up the Biden money laundering operation, and they've laid it out. Bank records show the Biden family and their business associates, their companies received over $10 million from foreign national companies. They identified payments to Biden family members. If you scroll a little further down, they actually show you who received what money. March 1st, State Energy HK, a Chinese company, wired $3 million to Robinson Walker LLC. March 6th, 5 days later, through May 18th, Robinson Walker wired $1,065,000 to accounts held by Haley Biden, James Biden, Hunter Biden, and an unknown Biden. I mean, it's very obvious that foreign entities were paying the current president of the United States, the then potentially, well, not he wasn't vice president in 2017, but they were buying favors of some sort.
Yeah, well, as Byron Donald said very eloquently, Trump has hotels. He has all sorts of physical buildings and physical business. So when people sit there and say, "Oh, the Saudis rented a suite of rooms or floor in the Trump Hotel," then that's a payoff. That's garbage. They bought rooms in a hotel at the price that hotel goes for.
Right.
But Biden, on the other hand, has nothing to sell but Biden. There's no reason to hire a Biden unless you're trying to buy Biden. And that's the challenge you have with this is he is the product that's being sold. And since he's the product that's being sold, guess what? It's reasonable to ask questions why somebody would give millions of dollars to people who add no value apart from their last name. And that's a reasonable question to ask. And it reeks of corruption and the fact that our so-called media fails to talk about it is probably a scandal. But what's more of a scandal is that anybody still listens to them. Actually, what's more of a scandal is that the FBI's known this has been going on since 2013, and they had Hunter's laptop in 2019, and they failed to do anything anywhere along the lines, and they buried it, and they were hoping it would remain buried. And then they engaged in an influence operation to stop the information about Hunter Biden's laptop and stuff that was in it from getting out to the public to ensure Joe Biden's election. And then they continued to sit on it and try to hold it up. And now the outcome of the Durham report, coming full circle, the outcome of the Durham report is a recommendation that the only thing you can do about the abuses of the FBI is to trust them not to do it again. Well, sorry, trust is over. You violated the trust. You no longer get, you no longer get a sixth bite of the apple under the trust me label. They are now the little boy who cried wolf. And, unfortunately, they're going to be right sometime. And, when they're right, the wolf's going to eat. But that's they've unfortunately destroyed their credibility, and there's not, and I don't think the American public can accept what they say anymore as being true. Having said that, answer on the Durham report is simple. If I were a Republican member and I were doing something about it, I would basically create criminal charges that range from losing your job because you're a dupe, which is essentially Durham's position. The best case scenarios are all stupid dupes. So you lose your job and your pension if you're a dupe because you're incompetent.
Right.
Or you go to jail because you're an active participant in a targeting operation, a politically motivated targeting operation. And that is and they should lose their jobs over that. They should go to jail when they conduct an active coup against the President of the United States.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. I'm reading some other commentary on this Biden situation regarding House oversight. That they have a ways to go with regards to, I'm sorry.
Sorry, saw somebody I knew on the street.
That's okay. So, for example, what they don't have is the books and the records, including invoices and contracts and agreements concerning the millions of dollars of money transfers. They haven't secured the testimony of the parties involved who have direct knowledge of their family's operation, and they still need to get to the bottom of the payments and wires that went from Hunter to Joe Biden. Just the meat on the bone that you're going to have in order to bring a prosecution, I think, is essentially what.
No, you're right. The fact of the matter is Congress only has so much capacity and so much power. They are not a criminal investigative body. And they don't have the, the problem is that the criminal investigative body is who they're actually, who they're actually trying to, that they're relying on is part of the problem, and they're stonewalling it. So it's really hard is one of the great frustrations here in Washington, D.C., at least for me, is that there's two sets of rules. If I break a fingernail, I get prosecuted. The other side can sit there and essentially run roughshod over every single law. But the system, the U.S. attorney won't prosecute here, a jury that won't convict. And so you have an unequal justice system simply by the bias that exists within the federal bureaucracy and the bias that exists in the electorate here in D.C., which hears these cases. So, you know, what can you do about it? Another Manning solution is you move these cases, you allow somebody who's in a political case, a politician type person, mm-hmm. to be able to move, or in a political case, to move the case elsewhere in the country. And you just sit there and you say, we're going to move this to the middle of the country, and we're going to have actually people who don't have a stake in the game, as people in D.C. do, be the jurors, as opposed to discovering in the Roger Stone trial that afterwards the jury foreman actually was actively involved in trying to take down Roger Stone.
Right.
That's what happened in the Roger Stone trial. So you didn't have a fair jury. You didn't have an honest jury. You had an activist jury. And let's face it, you know, you take it to Omaha and let's see what happens with an Omaha jury. Let's see what happens with a Cedar Rapids jury. Let's see what happens with a jury in Jackson, Mississippi. Because ultimately, this is a matter of getting both sides have to be held accountable on political corruption. And right now, one side gets held accountable to the extreme, and the other side can do whatever they want. And it's beyond not being fair. It's dangerous for the perpetuation of our country.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to. It's not going to allow our country to survive because the interests of foreign entities are placed above the interests of America and Americans, and we're being sold out at every level, and that's destructive. All right, we're going to take
absolutely true.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break.
We'll be back
right after this with Rick Manning. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have Clean Slate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government president. Rick, I think the news cycle is such, and I'm going to be getting into some of that at the top of the hour with our friends from Newsbusters and Censor Track. But there's just so much going on in the news. Obviously, too, this whole issue with, you know, what's happening with our kids, with our children, the whole trans push that's been taking place, the drag queen thing, look at all of the shootings that are taking place,
right?
I mean, there's just such a preponderance of it. Does it I know that you and I both understand that there is an evil afoot in the midst of all of this.
There is an evil afoot in the midst of all this.
Is that the epicenter?
Societies do not collapse. It's the epicenter, this may be, but societies do not collapse. By the way, Washington, D.C. follows. Washington, D.C. does not lead, usually, at least your elected officials. Unfortunately, the bureaucrats believe they should be leading, and so they're attempting to do things like destroy the internal combustion engine. They're attempting to take down talk radio. They're attempting to make wholesale fundamental transformation in the next two years because they don't expect to win another election. Okay, so they got to get it done now, because to undo it using the rules, it'll take another 2 years to undo what they do. And at that point, you've got 4 to 5 years of it being set in, and you change the course of how business is done. That's how they took down coal, and it's how they attempted. They're trying to take down the fossil fuels as a whole, and essentially it's how they're going to impose electric vehicles on the population, even though the infrastructure won't support them and people can't afford them, because they're going to make it so car companies say we can't make internal combustion engines anymore under the rules, and hence they won't. And that means you and I end up sitting there with choices. But more importantly, people make $60,000 a year in average income in the United States. I can't afford to have a vehicle. And it forces them into cities and forces them into public transit, and it makes them little more than people who are dependents upon governmental systems to survive. That's the plan. That's what they're implementing, and it's dangerous. Having said all that, this is a plan. Yeah, there's evil in the world, and yeah, societies collapse It always surprises people how you can spend 200 years building a culture and it can be destroyed in one generation. And we're seeing that occurring now, and we're seeing the temple having its the pillars being pushed out from under it. And if the people don't care, if they get crushed in the debris, because they believe the debris is better than the structure itself, then that's what you get. And what we have are holy warriors who are determined to take down capitalists and take down America. And they're doing it on every front, from ranging from transgenderism to assault on capitalism.
Making a couple of notes here. All right. Okay. So one of the things that, you know, as you talk about this, that I think about is, you know, and we've only got a couple minutes left, I know, but, you know, I've been arguing now for weeks and weeks and weeks. I've probably been arguing this since the beginning of the program, but I've been really intensely arguing it for weeks, that this has been a long-term indoctrination effort. And we do have to look back at the past to recognize, you know, like the example of taking God out of school. People say, well, why weren't there more people that protested the Bible and prayer coming out of school? Well, because when they instituted public schools in the 1920s, they also began to institute evolution, and they pushed evolution over creation. And everybody says, oh, no, that was against the law. It didn't matter. We don't seem to understand that when you're on that other side, laws don't mean anything until you get the law to say what you want it to say, and then you push it and push it and push it on the godly side, and we just lay back and be quiet, even though we know that the law itself is against the laws of God and never should have been on the books to begin with.
Well, and then for the last 60 years, we're told the verboten topics in the world are politics and religion. So if you're called to be a Christian, you're called to be, you know, Christians called to tell the truth. But you're told in polite society, you're not allowed to do that. So you swallow the truth, at which point it becomes very easy to accept a lie. And so they create the vacuum where the truth isn't spoken in polite society. And as a result, the only things that are allowed to be spoken are lies. And to get along in the polite society, you have to accept the lie, or at least tacitly be quiet about the lie, not call out the lie. And ultimately, we'll circle back, because this is Jen Psaki's favorite program. But circling back to you know, 2016, that's why Donald Trump mattered, because Donald Trump, called the lie a lie. He took on the culture war, the culture warriors who were moving America towards Gomorrah, and said, no, we're not doing that. He attacked it. He was blunt about it. He was crass about it. He didn't look like or sound like anybody who they'd ever heard before, because he sounded like the people in America who they've been flying over and looked at with disdain for 20, 30, 40 years.
He didn't sound like sheepy Christianity, and we're not called to be sheepy Christianity. The scripture consistently says, you know, where have all my shepherds gone? Where have you know, we are to be raised up. The fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the teacher, the pastor, is to edify and build up the body till it reaches full, the individual, not just the church as an ecclesia, but each individual member of that church, until they are full and mature. And that maturity then means that they go out and live out that truth. We're out of time, but Rick, thank you. I appreciate it. As always, we'll continue this conversation. I'll call you after. I got a driver's appointment at 11 a.m. my time, 1 hour after I get off air.
Yeah, just
But I will
just call me when you can. This afternoon.
I'll be back with you this afternoon. You bet. All right, brother. Hey, love you. God bless. Folks, we're taking a break. Back with hour number three coming up right after this. Don't forget, bottom of hour number three, Dede Laugesen will be with me, and we will be talking with her about persecuted Christian stuff. Back with more coming up right after this.